a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nightside, you've had a long day. So have we. The Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back into the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Curie, and we're just, you know, we decided that tonight on the show we would just kind of try and do it all. We'd talk about some of the serious things, we'd talk about some of the fun things, and just try and keep everyone up to date on what the major headlines are, but see if we can't still maybe end on an upside. We'll see.
Let me read a couple of these texts, Ethan, that have to do about the professor at Weber State who tweeted out some very inflammatory things concerning some of the protesters this weekend here in Salt Lake City. Now a petition is being signed by more than 1,000 people that this professor up at Weber State of criminal justice be censured or in a
they
lot of cases.
They want him to lose his job. They want him to
be
fired.
They want him to be fired. Here are a couple of texts. Says this. Isn't this the very reason the country is rioting? Feelings that some people feel that they are beyond law or beyond being touched in any manner. I believe in free speech, but I also believe in consequences. Hmm. Here's another one. He needs to be censured. His comments have made the university a more dangerous and intolerant place. 57500 is the text number. This one says, are you both doing the after party? Are you both doing the after party from
a protest?
From the protest. And I thought, the Nightside after party, that is something that I have not heard in
a long time, right?
In a long time.
Many,
but you know what?
Moons.
Because of the curfew that of course is happening tonight, we got a call actually from somebody today who is related to Ethan, and I don't know if she misunderstood exactly what the curfew is. It sounds like she actually knows exactly what it is. She's concerned, Ethan, that you're not going to be showing up on time at home with your family, that you'd be breaking curfew.
Ethan, this is your great aunt Mary. Listen, I saw that Salt Lake City has a curfew tonight starting at 8 p.m., and I remember that you're on the radio in Salt Lake. I wanted to make sure you're getting home before curfew, love.
Yeah.
Don't make me ground you. Curfew is one of those things that's there to protect you from the drugs, mm-hmm. the touchy, promiscuous girls, and general riffraff that happens late. You know what happens.
General
I know
riffraff,
what Netflix and chill means. I'm not totally out of it. Grow up and go home on time. Love you.
Ethan, so well, thanks, don't miss on the don't miss curfew. That's the whole point.
Well, you know, I have 2 points to make. One is I'm already home, so I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be fine.
All right, Ethan, we do have some breaking news that we want to play here at KSL News Radio. As Jason Tulin in the KSL 24-Hour Newsroom walks into our studio, he's going to give us an update as to a developing situation. Jason walked in, gave us some details, and it's some pretty harrowing stuff. What are the details we have now we can confirm?
This is tough. Two children and an adult male killed in a South Jordan home in the Daybreak area this afternoon, and it is an apparent murder-suicide. So the deceased children, both boys, were 8 and 10. No identities, anything like that yet. Paul Nelson is on the scene, so we're going to get some audio, and we're working on getting all the details as much as we can.
Love to get Paul on the show and get in some thoughts immediately. Did you say South Jordan or West Jordan? Which one?
South Jordan.
South Jordan. So two children, 8 and 10, and
An adult male. Which they're apparent. Murder-suicide
right,
is what the police are thinking.
So three deceased, including two boys and an adult male at a home in South Jordan. We'll keep getting those updates to you as soon as possible. Jason, thanks for doing that. And we'll get Paul Nelson on the horn here as soon as we can here. But you heard it here on KSL News Radio, an apparent murder-suicide in South Jordan, a 10-year-old, an 8-year-old boy, and an adult male.
Wow.
Ethan, as soon as we think that the news can't get worse, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard, man. It's really hard. Gosh
yep.
darn it.
No, this is, it's not what, it's never, yeah. No, this is not good. And I don't know, maybe I'm just out of practice taking these hits. It seems like it used to be easier.
No, it's a lot. I mean, and you know, we have the best people working around us here, and so maybe, you know, they, and that's why I'm going to lean so
well,
much on
we
Paul
both
when we
have,
get Paul on the program. But
we both have children.
These are our age range of our kids, and so yeah. that's why it's hard. I think when we hear this, and I don't, you know, we don't know any of the details except for that there's an 8 and a 10 year old boy that are an eight year old and a 10 year old. Or deceased, and an adult male.
Do we know Paul's status, when he's going to be available?
No, we'll get Paul. He's actually logging. I mean, he's doing work right now.
He's doing
interviews right now.
So this is
something we're running into.
So
right
he
now.
might be producing a story for 6:30 for the 6:30 newscast.
Not just that, like for the rest of the night, for the morning, for all that. Yes, he's doing all his work right now, and so we're trying to do it.
Man, you know the hardest ones are the kids.
Yeah. That's always been the hardest for us, is especially doing the show. And again, like you said, we try to bring a little bit of levity to the world.
No, but this
is like the worst time for us to try to do these things. We don't plan this. We don't plan these types of news stories, but we do try to understand a little bit of what might be going on in people's lives. And certainly, it's been some of the hardest that we've had to figure out over the last, you know, 3 or 4 months, and it's been the worst. It's been the absolute worst.
This story is worse than the riots downtown.
You know, that's an interesting thought. You know, I'm sort of the same way, where I go, it hits hard because of the age of the kids, and because of the possibility of kids of helpless kids being victimized is a really hard thing for us.
Well,
to
and you know what this does. This reminds us that I think we'd started to kind of get a handle on this under coronavirus. This is a reminder that even though the news is dominated and our thoughts are dominated by maybe one thing and just a couple of specific people, the world is moving on in other places, and they need our attention as well. And we've got family members that need our attention. More so than than many other things. We've got friends that need our attention. Yeah. There are things happening. The world moves on in other places, and we've got to be able to keep our attention focused on the important things.
Let's take a break here, and we'll get to our newscast here at the bottom of the hour. You'll get that update. You just heard Jason Tulin make the breaking news over our air here: an apparent murder suicide in South Jordan, 10-year-old and 8-year-old. Boys and an adult male all found deceased in a home in South Jordan. So some more of those details coming in. If you want to get updated text messages for news that comes across as soon as it happens, text the word news to 57500. You'll get those, and you'll not be solicited. this is a breaking news situation, and you'll get those. 57500. Text the word news to 57500. We've got more to go, as our TV colleagues are also trying to figure out more about this story out of South Jordan, of an adult male and two boys found dead in a home in South Jordan. Stay with us. More to go. The Nightside Project continues on KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready, because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.